The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Daf Chov Gimel. To continue our discussion of the process of Rechitzas Yadayim V'Raglayim and what it does to the Kohen, and where the lack of Rechitzas Yadayim V'Raglayim is makes him Neis Mechal Lavoidu. Let's quote a sugya in Yuma Daf Heom and Beis, a very important machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Tosis b'shem the Ritzvo is Chelek and Rashi. He holds the Ritzvo that the chiyuv of any rechutz yadayim v'raglayim is not only by an oivid any rechutz yadayim v'raglayim, but even by a nichnas lahekel. A kohen is allowed. Zor is not allowed to go into the hekel, the inner, not the zor, the inner sanctum, the hekel, the makom kodesh. A kohen is allowed to go in. If he's in a rechutz yadayim v'raglayim, that's bir ekonus. And without the proper achona of being a kohen with klei shoris of yadayim v'raglayim, rechutzim, over there also he is oiver and he's chayv. Rashi, over there clearly argues. The Rambam is not clear because the Rambam counts any rechutz yadayim v'raglayim, rechutz yadayim v'raglayim, any rechutz yadayim v'raglayim is separate. If we say that rechutz yadayim v'raglayim is only a hechshel avoido, so that it would be part of the avodah, similar to the machlokes that we had, the Rambam, by wearing big deikun, is it a separate mitzvah? Is it a hachona for the avodah to be performed? The Rambam is not clear, but it's clear machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Now, let's dig into this machlokes a little bit. If we say that going into the heichel is mechayiv, without rechitzah yadayim v'raglayim, l'chori one would have to say, we didn't say in the Torah anything about going into the Heichel. One would have to say that since only the Kohen can go into the Heichel, Azor is not allowed to go in, it's not just that it's a Mokum that's cut off, that Azor is not allowed to go in, he's allowed to go in the same way only a man is allowed to go in the Azor. It's more than that. A Kohen could go into the Heichel because going into the Heichel itself is a chelik of Avoida. The Heichel wasn't a place where Klal Yisrael congregated. It wasn't a place where all the Kohanim stood. It's a place where one only went in La Avoida. And the Mishnah in Talmud Lamashul is that whoever went in, there was a chiyuv to be mishtachave al Ritzpas HaHeichel. That means that it was a chelik of avodah. It wasn't just a place for the kahanim to stand in preparation or during or while or after the avodah. It's a place that was only avodah. The going in itself is a avodah. Memela, if it's any rechutz yadayim v'raglayim, that itself is called that he served, that he was mishoris lefnei Hashem without rechutz yadayim v'raglayim. Rashi evidently holds not that way. The reason why we're offering this definition is because otherwise there's no makor. For the only thing that we have in the Torah is that a Kohen who serves, who does avoida without Rechitz Yadayim V'Raglayim is over. We didn't say anything about going to the Echel. Elamai, you have to say that going to the Echel is a form of avoida. Problem is, if we read properly a Mishnah in Kelim, the first parak of Kelim, the Mishnah and the Tesefta over there, we're going to run into a problem. The Mishnah in Kelim starts, say the Torah starts with delineating 10 levels of Kedusha. There's the level of Kedusha, the Kedusha Kedoshim, the Echel. And the Mishnah lists off the different places all the way to Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yadin, all the different levels of Kedusha of Lefnei Hashem, Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, Kedusha of Yerushalayim, Harabai, so on. When the Mishnah defines the different levels of Kedusha, the definition that it uses for Heichel is that the Heichel is Mekudesh from the Azor, that even the Heichel, Mekudesh she'en nechnosim boy elu rechutz yadayim v'raglayim. Now let's think about that. The interpretation that we just offered, that the reason why a bia going into the heichel is mechayim, rechitz yadayim v'raglayim, is only because that's an avoida. So there's nothing really about the heichel that's separate and distinct from the azor. It happens to be that standing in the place, azor is a place where kind of stand, either before the avoida, preparation for the avoida, during the avoida, after the avoida, even Klal Yisrael stood in the azor. Going into the Heichel is a Maisa Avoida. It's the same thing as Shechting a Korban in Azor's Mechayiv Rechitz Yadayim V'Raglayim. Going into the Heichel is a Maisa Avoida. It's Mechayiv. Not that the place itself has a different din that you can't go in without Rechitz Yadayim V'Raglayim. Going into this place is Avoida. Memelo Yimuchuyiv to wash your hands and feet. Why would that be considered a din where the Mishnah uses that as a din in Kedushas Hamokam? So we could be doicha and say that itself is the pshat. to say that this makom is a place that even just going in is a makom avoida, that's really what the Mishnah says. It's a little bit far-fetched. Why would you have to define that as a chitzi adayim? I just said it's a place where no one went in unless there was a reason, unless they were going in l'shem avoida. Because that would be the right way to say it. And then memeli, you'll need chitzi adayim raglayim. It sounds like the Mishnah also means to say that the mokoim of the heichal has a distinct din, not only that going in is a ma'isa avoida, and that's why a kohen who goes in the ritzvah says chai misa. Chai misa is mufurish in the pasuk, only on one who serves, who's at mechal avoida. So, l'chayre, the ritzvah will have to tell you that the going into Hazara, the going into the Heichal, like we said, is a ma'isa avoida, and that's why it's mechayv misa. But besides for that, the Mishnah is also defining the kedusha of the makom, that the makom is such that it's mechayv rechitzis yodayim raglayim in order to go in to that place, into the Heichal. This definition that there's really two distinct dinim in the din of Rechitzi Yadayim Raglayim, one in the Avoida as a Hechsher, in the Klisharis of Avoida, and one in the Kedushas HaMokoyim, that the same way, let's say, Tomei is not allowed to go into the Mokom Kodesh, so we hear also even a person who's not Niskadish, but Rechitzi Yadayim Raglayim, also Kedushas HaMokoyim is not allowed to go in, and a Kohen Gadol who's on the highest level of Kedusha, only with the highest level of Kedusha of a Kohen Gadol B'yom HaKippurim, like we said, that he's Kulei Klisharis, he's allowed to go Lefnai V'Lefnim, but that's all a din in the Mokoim, finds expression in the Rambam. The Rambam discusses the need for Rechitzis Yadayim V'Aglayim in two places. One is in Hilchas Bias Mikdosh, and one is what the Isser of Eni Rechitzis Yadayim V'Aglayim, and one is in Beis HaBechira. In Beis HaBechira, it clearly is Lashon, is Mitzad the Mokoim. And in Hilchus Bias Mikdash, he discusses the Gabi the Ma'isa Avoida needing Rechitzi Yadayim Raglayim. So, L'chor, the Rambam would be Meduik this way. Now, let's go a step further. The Ravid in Tomid Dav Chokhes, the Ravid has a Pirush on Meseches Tomid, it's printed on the side of the Gemara, and he asks a brilliant but a very straightforward a geographical shaila. What's the Ravid's geographical shaila? We just described this the Azor and this the Heichal. The Azor is a place where all of Klai Yisrael was able to be. The Heichal was a place where only a Kohen was allowed to go. We said that the going in itself, besides for that, the Makom is more Kaddish, the going in itself is a form or a chelik of the Avodah. But the truth of the matter is that that distinction is not as posh as it sounds, because there's the Heichal, there is the Azara, but between the Mizbeach, there's the Chelik of the Azara, where Klal Yisrael stood, which was on the outermost, on the eastern portion, the Chelik HaMizrach of the Azara, further to the Marav, closer to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which was the Mokom HaShoras HaShchina, was the Mizbeach. Closer then, as one walked further westward, one walked with what's called Beina Ulam or Beina Mizbeach. It's between the entrance to the Heichal and between the Mizbeach. That place, only Kohanim were allowed to walk. Only Kohanim that were engaged in Avoida. You're not allowed to stand there. Yisrael were not allowed to stand there. The Kohanim were not allowed to stand there. Stam, before, during, after the Avoida. Only Kohanim that were engaged in Avoida. And then there was the Mokom HaHeichal, which was inside. What's mavur in the sugis is that Beina Ulam and Beina Mizbech has a din of a Heichal. The Kehanim are only allowed to go in as a chelik of Avoida. Frek the Ravid, he says, geographically in Cain, you have a real problem. He says, the only way to get into Beina Ulam and Beina Mizbech was Rechitzis Yodayim V'Raglayim. Otherwise, it's like going to the Heichal. It's only Alts chelik of Avoida. You can only go in there. The same way going into Eichel is Mechayv Rechitzi Yadayim Raglayim, going Bein Ulam and Bein HaMizbech is Ton Rechitzi Yadayim Raglayim. Where was the Kiyah in the Kana? Look at the map that's printed in the Mishnayis and the Gemara Maseches Tavit. The Kiyah and the Kana was placed strategically Bein Ulam and Bein HaMizbech. That means that every Kohen, when before he started the Avodah, at the beginning of the day, had to go Bein Ulam and Mizbech. How did he go? How did he go in there if he wasn't Rechitzi Yadayim Raglayim? The only way to go in there is by being a Rechitzi Yadayim V'Raglayim. The only way to be in there is after Rechitzi Yadayim V'Raglayim, but the only Rechitzi Yadayim V'Raglayim was there. That's the Ravid's question. Straightforward question. Seems like a very daunting question. The Ravid presents us with a surprising Chiddush. The Ravid answers this kasha by saying as follows. He He says that this that they needed the rechitzas yodayim v'raglayim of the kior and the kanoi was only as a prerequisite for avoida, in order to bring the carbon tamid, bring all the other carbons. As far as the kedusha samokim, I'm saying with the words that we just used, there's a separate din, a distinct din, where the kedusha of the mokim is mechayiv rechitzas yodayim v'raglayim. That din you can use a kitten shazor. You can use water from a kli shoris. The same distinction that we made in the previous shir, legabi avoidus yom kippurim, that's not a din in the avoido. It's a din in the seder hayoyim of yom kippur. Taharas rechitzas yodayim v'raglayim. The same is true, and that's why you don't need over there the kiyah kind. It's enough klishoros. The same is true legabi the din that the mokoim ben ulam and ben amizbeach would be enough. The rechitza from a klishoros, the kohen does not have to wash his hands and feet from the kiyah and kana. That means if the kiyah and kana is a prerequisite to avoida specifically, masha'enkein the kedusha of the rechitza yodayim v'raglayim, either als the tahara of seder hayom of yom kippur, or because of the kedusha samokim, that the mokim is on a madrega where one can only go in when he's sanctified, b'rechitza yodayim v'raglayim, that would be enough klishoros. So it comes out of Chiddush, which you don't have in the Mishnayos. The writer is telling us that the Kohanim, when they came into the base of English at the beginning of the day, they washed their hands and feet from a klishoris outside of the Mokom HaMizbeach. They then went Ben Ulam HaMizbeach and they washed their hands and feet from the Kiyah and Kohanim in order to be Magdish themselves La Avoida, and only then they served. Chiddush. We don't have any earlier source in the Raivid for this Chiddush, but the Raivid is the Raivid. There's another thing which also should give us room for thought. We discussed in previous Shurim Legabe the Big Dikuna, the Ramban, that the Ramban argues in the Rambam, he says the Levisha's Big Dikuna is not a separate mitzvah saseh in the Minyan HaTayag. Why? He says because there's no din of Levisha's Big Dikuna. There's a din in order to serve, in order to do the Avodah, which is a mitzvah, one has to be roy to do the Avodah. What's called being roy the Avodah? Not a Balmum, standing in the Ritzvah, and also Levisha's Begadah. L'chor, the same should be true l'gabi rechitz yodayim v'raglayim. Over there, the Ramban does not argue in the Rambam. The Ramban considers rechitzas yodayim v'raglayim to be a separate mitzvah. Why? Why don't we just say that that's a prerequisite for avodah, the same way wearing big dikuna is a prerequisite for avodah? Maybe it's a little bit easier with what we just said, that there's a din also in the mokum, but it's not enough. L'chor, the mitzvah of kiddush yodayim v'raglayim is the mitzvah mitzad, the ma'ase avoda. If it's a prerequisite for avoda, it's not kibbeh, a separate mitzvah the bifnei atzmai. That's a kasha on the Ramban, needs some iun and his pointness.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.